From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. When the coronavirus pandemic started shutting down live performances throughout South Florida, it also put the kibosh on some shows meant to celebrate milestones. Dance Now Miami was getting ready to go on stage with its 20th anniversary season finale when the pandemic struck.
Mi piaci.
But the contemporary dance company, like so many others, decided to leap into the world of digital dance. The piece that will anchor the company's virtual finale is titled Zoom, 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 A Love Letter to Italy. WLRN series Intermission has been looking at how South Florida's arts community is using social media and online events to stay in touch with their audiences throughout the shutdowns. And today we're speaking with Dance Now Miami co-founder Diego Saltarini. Diego, you're originally from Rome. First off, how are your friends and family in Italy doing right now?
Fortunately, everybody is doing okay, other than going a little bit stir crazy. They mainly live between Rome and Naples. So they're not in the north of Italy where, you know, it was a little bit more affected. So everybody's good, thank God.
Now, Dance Now Miami had actually invited an Italian dance company to join you for your 20th anniversary performance. When you first saw the news about the spread of COVID-19 in Italy and how hard the country was being hit, what went through your mind?
A lot. You know, my partner, the other director, founding director of the company, Hannah Baumgarten, her life partner, Fabio, is also Italian. So we already have a direct connection to the country. So initially, we imagined a possibility to do rehearsals through Zoom with the company and figure out a way to complete this project. But soon became impossible to even imagine that. But it kind of gave us a jolt to be ready for what was happening.
The music that you're using for A Love Letter is Italian pop tunes from the 1960s and 1970s. Why did you choose that music?
When I was a young kid, Italian television had a lot of very beautiful TV shows, sort of the variety shows that you would see here, but there was a lot of investment in the dance in those shows. So I was fascinated by it, and I danced a lot in Italian television. So when we started to imagine this new piece, I had that experience and I thought, why not recreate that for this? And those songs were just what came to mind. While I was dancing in Italian television, and I was working also as assistant choreographers for some of the shows later in my career, I was always interested in watching how dance looked in a monitor, in a screen. We have created something knowing that it will be viewed on a computer screen. So the video editing, which is my department, has been created with very quick cuts, very close-up images, and quickly moving, and with some levity also.
We've been speaking with Dance Now Miami co-founder Diego Saltarini. The company's 20th anniversary celebration performance has been moved online. It will include the world premiere of Zoom, 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 A Love Letter to Italy, this coming Sunday, May 31st at 7 p.m. on the company's Facebook page. This interview is part of WLRN series Intermission, a look at how South Florida's arts community is finding new ways to connect with its audiences during social distancing. If you're an artist or arts organization doing just that, we would love to hear your story. Please email us at talktous@wlrnnews.org and put the word intermission in the subject line. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei. Ciao,